pretty dire. One of the first things to go is the communications, because obviously they're all electrically based, and most of that will have been washed away, unfortunately.
How tough is it for you guys not knowing what's going on with your teams and your mates over there?
Yeah, well, obviously, the guys that have gone over, we all work together, we all train together, we're pretty much best of friends. We don't really know anything that's going on. We're getting sporadic updates through DFID. And I think what they have been doing is using the US Army, their communications, because they've obviously still got communications because they've got vessels off coast, etc. And they're getting sporadic information off them.
And so what updates have you had so far? What do you know?
We know that they're all safe, they're all well. They're out of the radiation issue areas. They're a couple of hundred K away. And they have got testing equipment on them. They've got what we call dosimeters, and that gives you an indication of the radiation level, where you are in your person. And currently, they're safe.
That's good, because, I mean, with the moment, it's raining over there and stuff, so even, you know, that can affect areas that aren't necessarily anywhere near the plant.
That's right, yeah. I think one of the forecasts they had was obviously for the weather and the wind direction, and they're upwind, thankfully. So it obviously it's going to affect people, but it might not be affecting our people at the moment.
So dangerous, though, because, you know, things like wind direction, like, can change any time.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's without another earthquake, because there is plenty going on all the time. There's probably 20 per day at least. And that's, say, without something simple as wind, rain, the weather temperature can change. And I think it's cooler temperatures coming for them.
Is it sadly more a recovery operation than rescue?
I don't think so, yeah. I think past experiences for natural disasters like this will dictate that there are still people there to be found and rescued. I know there's a baby that's being pulled this morning, which is obviously a great sign. It's great. It gives all the rescuers great hope, and just gives you a bit more energy. You find it somewhere.
Any idea how long they're going to be out there for?
Well, generally, these rescue, the limit is about 2 weeks. They tend to, like, it used to be 10 days, but they've been extended. Hopefully, within a couple of weeks, they'll have a good idea if there is anyone left surviving, and hopefully they'll do some good in that time.
But in the meantime, it's just trying to get in touch with them.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's hard for the families, but no news is good news.